Hey there, sexy. You know what this is? It's time for Naughty Get to Know Night, that monthly show where you ask me naughty questions and I give you answers to the best of my ability. As always, we have so many naughty questions, so let's just jump right into it, shall we? The first question I have is from Anonymous. Anonymous asks, when receiving a blowjob, do you ever feel the need to pause and jerk yourself off before having her continue / finish? It depends. I mean, if she's like teasing it out of me, then yeah, maybe. But I mean, it's like 50-50. Like, I could definitely finish myself off when receiving head, or she could do it for me. Like, there's no, I mean, I don't know what's my preference. I mean, it really depends on what's the plan. Like, what are we doing, you know? But yeah, for me, it's like equal measure. If I had to pick one, I guess, I think I'd prefer her finishing me off between the two, between like me finishing myself off or her finishing me off. I prefer her to do it. But I don't ever mind doing it myself. So yeah, a little column A, a little column B. This is part two of the question. Part two is, have you ever or would you ever go with your girlfriend as comfort to a doctor's appointment or an OBGYN appointment? I get really nervous around medical stuff, and it would mean a lot if I had someone to bring me relief, but I feel like it's a weird request. No, it's not a weird request at all. Like, that makes complete sense. I've gone with partners at OBGYN and to like doctors. Yeah, it's a plenty of doctor's appointment. No, I actually, funnily enough, I had a request around going to the OBGYN. Maybe I'll do that audio at some point. I have to look back at the request. It was like a couple months ago I saw it, and I put it in my folder, so maybe I'll go back and look and see. Because that is a really good premise. Anyway, but yeah, the answer is yeah, totally. I've totally gone. And I think it's not unreasonable to ask, like, if your partner's available to do it. Because I feel like 9 out of 10 times, your partner would be more than happy to go with you to an appointment. Especially for, like, emotional support. Like, definitely. But that might just be me. But yeah, I feel like if ever a partner ever asked to, like, you know, for company to go to the doctor, I'd be more than happy to do it. So yeah, thank you so much for the question, Anonymous. I really, really, really appreciate it. Let's see. I have another question from Anonymous. They ask, would you rather have sex in a penthouse during a warm summer night or during a cold winter night? I don't know what the penthouse has to do with it, but warm winter or cold. Although maybe, yeah, like if we're high up, like if we're in a top floor of a building, probably winter. Yeah, I feel like winter out of a penthouse would be prettier than summer. Especially if it's been snowing, then yeah, definitely winter. I think my answer is winter. Yeah, but I feel like I'm more of a winter. I really like winter. Like between the two, between winter and summer, I'm definitely in the winter camp between the two. But yeah. So I guess my answer has to be winter. Yeah, it's just so pretty. You get the snow and like, yeah. That's definitely my answer. Thank you so much for the question, Anonymous. I really, really, really appreciate it. Let's see. Anonymous asks, hello, Kay. I hope you're doing well. I'm not sure if you said this before, but have you ever done Friends with Benefits? I'm currently doing it and actually love it. I'm super busy at the moment trying to be a midwife, so I'm trying to have an actual boyfriend isn't very easy. So doing Friends with Benefits means I can have all the fun with no commitments. How do you feel about it? I have tried it, but I've never done it without ending up in a relationship. I feel like it's really hard for me to just hook up with someone and like not get some amount of feelings. Like it feels impossible. Like, I'm going, if we're fucking, I'm going to catch feelings at some point. So for me, Friends with Benefits is always, like, if I'm getting into it, I'm, like, in the back of my head assuming, like, we're probably going to end up dating, which is usually what ends up happening anyway. But yeah. I wish, yeah, I mean, maybe I don't. I'm happy I get attached like I do. But yeah, for me, it's like a pipeline. Like, Friends with Benefits is always a relationship eventually. Like, I've never done Friends with Benefits and had it just be sex without it turning into something more, so. But yeah, if you can do it, then more power to you, because for me, it's always really a challenge to try to like keep the sex and the, like the feeling separate. But yeah, if you're able to, then by all means, you should definitely have friends with benefits. But for me, at least, knowing myself, I know it's always just such a challenge going into it. So yeah, I would never get into friends with benefits unless I saw something maybe happening with the person. Like in the back of my head, I have to be considering the fact that like we might date. Because that's usually, it just usually ends up happening, like, we're fucking and we're just spending time together and it just, I don't know, it becomes something else, so, yeah. Thank you so much for the question, Anonymous. I really, 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 really appreciate it. Let's see. Anonymous asks, hey Kay, so in your recent Naughty Get to Know Night, you talked about why overstim is so satisfying for you and for men in general, but have you ever been with a partner who doesn't like it? I've never been with a partner before, but just by myself, I literally hate it. But I might feel differently with someone else. Yeah, I mean, I've definitely been with people who don't enjoy overstim. Like, it's just too much or it's too sensitive. And it's like, yeah, who prefer to, like, really just enjoy. Like, if they're coming, they want to enjoy coming, which I totally get. Like, as a man, as I'm coming, it's like, overstimming while I'm coming would be terrible for me. So, like, I totally understand and I get it. If you're capable of overstim, then overstim is just a lot of fun because it's just, it feels like you're just holding the intensity dial all the way up at like 10. And it's just fun to see how long you can hold out at that level of intensity. But yeah, the thing about sex is you're doing it, it's like a mutually enjoyable experience, you know? Like, that's by design what it should be. So if she's into overstim, then yeah, then overstim's on the table. But if you're not into overstim, then it immediately comes off the table, you know? So don't ever feel like bad if you don't like overstim or like, yeah, there's nothing wrong with being like, oh yeah, I'm way too sensitive when I'm coming. I just want to enjoy it. I do not want to be fucked through my cum, which is totally reasonable. So yeah, there's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong about it. It is, but I will say that overstim is a very different experience with a partner than it probably is by yourself. Like, the act of having someone there changes everything dramatically. So you might feel the same way with a partner, but you might not. So you never know until you try. But I totally get it, because overstim isn't necessarily for everyone. But yeah, I really, really, really appreciate your question, Anonymous. Thank you so much for asking. Let's see. Oh, speaking of overstim, Leah asks, can overstimming be dangerous? I don't think so. Could it be dangerous? I don't think the act of overstimming in and of itself is dangerous. I mean, I could see you getting maybe dehydrated. Like, I'm trying to think. Maybe if there's any doctors in the comments, you could tell me if I'm wrong, because to my knowledge right now, off the top of my head, I can't see any danger in overstimming. It's really more about whether it's enjoyable or not, you know? But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there's some unknown risk to overstimming that I'm just not aware of. But at least in my limited world experience, I don't think there's any danger to overstimming. At least not that I'm aware of, so... Yeah, I appreciate the question, Leah. If I'm wrong, please let me know in the comments. I'd love to know that I'm wrong. But I can't think of anything that would be bad about overstimming besides, like, it's like more whether you like the sensation or don't, you know. I'm trying to think, is there any, like, danger to it? Not that I can think of, so, yeah. I really, really, really appreciate the question, Leah. Thank you so much for asking. Let's see. Elle asks, how long would you have to wait to have sex with your significant other? Personally, I need to be 100% comfortable and trusting with someone before actually doing something with them. So I need to be dating them for a while. But I know a lot of people don't like that. Anyway, love you, love your content, and I hope both sides of your pillow are cold at night. Oh, thank you so much, Elle. How long do I need to wait? It really depends. I've met people and, like, started a relationship, and, like, our first date, we ended up having sex that night. But then there's been relationships where we haven't had sex for months and it was a slow burn. It's really situational for me. It really depends on, you know, her energy, my energy, like, what are we coming out of? Like, what, it's very situational. So it's really about, like, what's your speed and, like, where's your head at and where's my head at and all that kind of stuff. So it really does vary. But I could definitely, like, on a first date have sex, and I could also not have sex for months, you know, or, like, even as long as, like, a year, where we're just trying to figure things out and, like, you know, go slowly and things like that. So, yeah, it is really variable. But I think it's important just to find someone who matches your speed, you know? Like, the person you find, the person you end up with, the person you start dating, they need to be, you know, accepting of you wanting to be like, hey, I want to go slow. I want to wait till I'm 100% comfortable. Because all that's super reasonable. Like, that is not wrong to want. Like, there's nothing wrong with wanting to be like, hey, I want to wait until I'm super secure and I trust you and I feel safe. Because sex is, and, like, intimacy is like a sharing. It's like this deep sharing, you know? I mean, even a relationship is you sharing yourself in a way that's, like, very vulnerable. So, yeah, it's not wrong at all to want to wait until you feel safe to, like, engage in sex. So, yeah, never, ever, ever feel bad about that. Never, ever have anyone tell you that, like, you know, like, if someone's like, hey, no, I'm going to, either we're having sex or we're breaking up, then that's clearly not a person for you. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I think I answered the question. Thank you so much for the question, Al. I really, really, really appreciate it. Let's see. Anonymous asks, would you get into a relationship with someone who is new to DDLG or never experienced it? Yes, I've dated a lot of people who have either known nothing about DDLG, not interested in DDLG, and yeah, I've had relationships with them. I don't think, like, you want someone to match your freak, but just because someone's like, oh yeah, I'm not into DDLG, that doesn't preclude me from dating them. That doesn't mean, like, I'm not like, oh no, I can't date you now. Yeah, it's like a facet to a relationship. It's like a relationship's a pie, and it's like a small piece of the pie, and it's not a very important one in my mind. Like, it's not the crux for which I'm deciding whether or not I'm entering into a relationship with you or not, is based on this one piece, because there's so many other pieces that are way more important, you know what I mean? So, yeah, thank you so much for the question, Anonymous. I really, really, really appreciate it. Anonymous asks, opinions on the rose toy since it's been putting people out of business. It hasn't been putting me out of business. I've not been put out of business by the rose toy. I don't have any opinions of it one way or another. In fact, I'm going to probably shock people. I'm probably a fan of it. I think, like, yeah, I don't know. I have no issue with better sex toys. Like, I think, especially now, like, sex toys are really good, specifically for women. I feel like men's sex toys are definitely lacking. Like, I feel like men's sex toys are not very good on the whole, but that's just, like, a personal gripe. But yeah, the real sex toy sounds great. From what I've heard, the reviews I've heard, it sounds like it's very good and it's doing the job. So yeah, no complaints. Very much a supporter of it. Thank you so much for the question, Anonymous. I really, really, really appreciated it. Let's see. Rose asks, hey, Knight, I don't know if this is too personal or not, but have you ever gotten your ass eaten out before? No, I have not. I mean, it feels like technicality. People have definitely, like, made an attempt to eat my ass, but has anyone actually fully eaten my ass? No. But there's definitely been attempts made. Have I given a full attempt? Probably not. But there have been attempts made. I don't know, like, you'd really have to catch me in a certain type of mood, and, like, it feels almost the same like pegging. Like, there's been so many women in my life who've been like, oh my god, I would love to peg you, and I have, like, no interest at all. I do not want to be pegged, so it's, like, the same thing. Like, I don't know if I want my ass eaten out. I'll eat ass all fucking day, I don't give a fuck, but my ass getting eaten, I don't know, I'm, like, 50-50 on it. You'd really have to catch me in, like, a certain type of mood and a certain type of headspace to, like, even attempt it. But yeah, I'm never going to say never, but it's like a soft no, soft no, hard maybe. Thank you so much for the question, Rose. I really, really, really appreciate it. Let's see. Anonymous asks, Would you ever say that you relate to the following lyrics from Dogtooth by Tyler, the Creator? I already know what lyrics you're going to say. She could ride my face. I don't want nothing in return. Because she gets off, I get off. That's my concern. On another note, would you go down hypothetically? Do you touch yourself or are you too busy focusing on her? Please and thank you so, so, so much. Yes, I 1000% relate to those lyrics. Because, like, I don't know. I feel like when I'm having sex, that is my first. Because I feel like, here's my headspace. I feel like my partner is usually very concerned about, like, my pleasure. And if they're concerned about my pleasure, then my job should be to be fully concerned about her pleasure. You know what I mean? Like, to make it an equivalent exchange. My concern is about you having the best experience possible. And in turn, if you're, like, usually your desire is for me to have a good experience. So if we're both having that desire, then we're taking care of each other's needs. You know what I mean? So at least that's the headspace I go into it with. And am I touching myself? It depends. Yeah, it depends. Yeah. Usually not, because I got my hands busy, you know. I don't got two hands, so it's not like I have enough to be, like, doing everything I want to be doing with my hands and also touching myself. Maybe if she's sitting on me, like, if she's on her back and I'm going down on her, then I'm definitely not touching myself. But if she is sitting on my face and I'm laying on my back, then, yeah, I'm definitely touching myself. Yeah, if she's, like, riding my face, 1000% I'm touching myself. Unless she's, like, sucking on me, in which case then I'll let her do her thing. But, yeah, like, yeah, I think the only situation where I'm touching myself when I'm going down on her is if she's riding my face. Other than that, my attention's, like, completely and utterly focused on her. And my hands are so busy, like, I'm doing so much things. I'm, like, grabbing her thighs, I'm reaching up, like, I'm just doing, there's so much things, like, my hands can be grabbing that isn't me, that I'm, like, way more concerned with. So, yeah. Thank you so much for the question, Anonymous. I really, really, really appreciate it. Let's see. Kitten S. Hey, Daddy K. I hope you're having a good day / night. So, I've been listening to your older DDLG audios, and one that I consistently go back to is, what is he going to do, spank me? I remember recording that audio. Could we get another punishment with the paddle for all of us brats? Please, Daddy K. I know I'm not the one who's begging for a repeat or an update. Maybe for Christmas. Yeah, maybe for over the holidays I might do one. I might do a revisit of that. I had a DDLG in the pipeline, a Not Safe for Work, that should be coming out this month. I'll have to look back at it. I think there's punishment in it. If not, maybe I can add some. We'll see. There are things we can do. Thank you so much for the question, kitten. I really, really, really appreciate it. Cece asks, hi, Knight. I wanted to ask a question. If a girl's sitting on a guy's lap, can he feel her pulse from down there if she's aroused? Thank you. I love you so much. I wish we could. Maybe if she was naked and, like, if my dick was inside of her. Then I could feel her pulse, but, like, through clothes, there's no way. I wish, yeah, it'd be too hard. Like, yeah, there's so much layers of fabrics. Like, if I'm wearing jeans and you're wearing pants, there's no fucking way. If I'm wearing jeans, you're wearing a skirt. I mean, do basketball shorts, maybe? I'm trying to think. I mean, yeah, I think naked. Naked might be your only shot at that. And then even then, like, your best bet's for me to be inside of you, and then I could probably tell. Then I would definitely be able to feel it. But through clothes, no way. I wish, Cece, I wish. Thank you so much for the question, Cece. I really, really, really appreciate it. Let's see. Anonymous asks, hey, Kay, I hope you're doing well. Could you please explain the appeal of putting your fingers in her mouth? Does it feel good? Does it look hot? I know outside of a sexual content, you've offered your thumb to help her sleep. Is it any different? Sorry if it sounds a little silly, but I've heard you mention it in a few audios now, and I wanted to know what was up. Thank you. Does it feel good? I don't know what it feels like for me. I know people who enjoy. So what? Here's my take on it. So from my perspective as a man looking at it, yes, it objectively is really hot to see you with my fingers in your mouth. So, like, full stop, that's hot. Sucking on my thumb when she's going to sleep is, I feel like, the same appeal for her as me putting my fingers in her mouth. It's oral fixation. there's like some people, like I have an oral fixation. Like that's why I like to bite and like suck. And like, there's just like having something in my mouth feels good. So like if she puts her fingers in my mouth, I'm fucking happy with that too. Like I'm never going to complain. So I think it's like from that point of view, it's like an oral fixation. So like some people just like, you know, I don't know, like some girls say that like sucking dick is great because they have an oral fixation and like the sensation of having dick in their mouth is just like amazing. And like, I feel like me sticking my fingers in her mouth while I'm fucking her is almost akin to that, like giving her that tactile, you know, oral fixation release while also getting fucked. So yeah, at least that's my takeaway from fingers in your mouth. But objectively, it looks fucking hot. Like I think objectively, sticking my fingers in your mouth is just really hot. And if you enjoy it, I think it's great. It's not everyone's cup of tea, but I'm definitely partial to it. So yeah. Thank you so much for the question, Anonymous. I really, really, really appreciate it. Let's see. Anonymous asks, how do you feel about facials and your sexual partner having your cum in their mouth? Personally, I wasn't very keen on it at first, but now that I think about it, the right sexual person in the right situation might be the best form of submission. How do you feel about it? Yeah, I think it's super fucking hot. Coming on, like coming in her mouth is, yes, I am a fan. It's hard because coming inside of her is definitely the best. Coming in your mouth is also quite good. Yeah, just... I mean, really, I have no complaints. Coming anywhere around you, coming on you, in you, is just great in general. So I have no real complaints. My only issue with facials is the danger of facials is like hair. It's hard to aim. Sometimes, like, okay, if I'm holding it, then I have way more control. But if she wants to hold it and try to aim while I'm coming, it's gonna end up in your hair. It's inevitable. It's always gonna end up in your hair. So that's the only risk with facial. So I'd rather come in your mouth where it's safer. Again, not being keen on it because for a lot of reasons it makes a lot of sense. But yeah, definitely with the right person and the right mood, right vibe. Yeah, it's definitely a fun time. So yeah, thank you so much for the question, Anonymous. I really, 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 really appreciate it. Let's see. What do we have here? Anonymous asks, if it takes a really, really, really long time, like an hour for me to come, would you get frustrated? No. Like, so here's the thing. Like, let's say the first time we're having sex, it is taking you forever to come. Like, you just, like, there's like a bunch of reasons why. Like, it could be nerves or you're in your head. And, like, there's so many things that could, like, mitigate those kind of problems. Like, especially, like, a lot of times when you're not able to come, it's either anxiety or you are like getting stimulated in a way that isn't like a foreign kind of stimulation for you. Like, I don't know, like girls, there's some girls who are like, I've never come through penetration. So like me trying to make you come through penetration for our first time together is not a sound strategy for making you come, you know? So there's like a lot, I feel like there's a lot of ways that you can definitely help someone or like guide them to coming, especially when they haven't come with another person before. I think mutual masturbation is high on that list. It's definitely like, I wouldn't say it's number one, but if you're really having a hard time coming with someone else, like nothing they're doing is working. I think mutual masturbation is such a good tool for that because you can really learn a lot about, you know, what do you like, how do you like it, like there's so much like exploration that can be done through that, that could make like really inform like what I could do to help you get there next time, you know what I mean? So would it frustrate me? No, I think it's not really a frustration, it's like a challenge, if anything. Like that, at least that's how you should look at it. You shouldn't look at it like, oh my god, she's taking forever to come. It's just like, oh cool, okay, let me figure out how I can get her to this place because I know I can. So it's not like, it's, I think for a lot of guys, take it as an ego hit. I think like them making you come is like, that's the ego boost. And so if they can't do it, then they're like, oh man, it's an ego hit for me. I can't do it. Where I don't think you should look at it that way. Cause it isn't like her being able to come is not attached to your ego at all. That is just like the inverse. Like if she couldn't make me come, that's not a hit on her ego. That's like, you know what I mean? So yeah, I definitely wouldn't get frustrated. I would look at it like a challenge, because that's what it is. It's like, well, let's, you and me, let's figure this thing out together. We can. I got time. There's no rush. Like, what are we doing? God forbid I have to fuck you for a couple of hours. Oh my God, what a chore. Like, come on. Like, seriously, it isn't a bad thing. It'll be a fun time to try to figure out, like, what can I do to get you to this place that you don't think you're able to get to. So yeah. Thank you so much for the question, Anonymous. I really, really, really appreciate it. Let's see. Leah asks, do you have a favorite flavor of lube? If so, what flavor or even brand do you like? I know it's a super weird question. P.S. I've been following you since 2019, and I really miss your little space audios. Oh, but I love your content. I hope you're doing well. I appreciate that. I might be doing some more little space audios coming up, hopefully soon. Problem is, YouTube hates it. That's why I haven't done as many little space audios. It's just because the YouTube algorithm fucking hates little space audios, so I tend not to do them as often anymore. But I do want to do more of them. Hopefully I can get back into doing some this month, so we'll see about that. But what's the question again? Oh yeah. flavored lube. Do I like it? I feel like for me it doesn't matter as much, because I tend not to be the recipient of flavored lube, you know? Like, when I'm going down on you, it's pre-lube. And then, like, for me, I've never really tasted too much flavored lube. I feel like it's definitely more something that, like, the recipient ends up getting more than I do. like she's going to end up, like, if she sucks my dick after I fuck her or something, then she's going to be tasting if we use flavored lube, which I really don't use too often. I haven't really used too much flavored lube. I'm trying to think. I think the only one I've ever tried was, like, cherry flavored, and I didn't like it that much. I was not a fan. But I wouldn't be against trying it again. Like, I would definitely need to find a good flavor. I'm curious. Maybe I might go look at flavored lube after this. We'll see. But yeah. I really, really, really appreciate the question, Leah. Thank you, thank you, thank you for asking. Let's see. Spooky Kitty asks, hey, Knight, I hope you're having a wonderful day. I love your audios, and I hope you enjoy making them as much as I like listening to them. Anyway, I have a few questions for you. Number one, did you fail No Nut November? I did not fail. I made it all the way to the end of the month, literally all the way up until the recording, which was, that was basically my goal, was to hit that end day and do it on the recording. So I met my goal. I was pretty happy with that. Question two, have you ever had a snail trail, and would you ever do a kind of not safe for work audio of this? Snail trail. Because in my mind, snail trail is something else. Are we thinking the same thing? Do you mean happy trail? If you're talking about a happy trail, yes, I've had. I mean, do I currently have? I mean, I currently, yeah, I have a happy trail. Yeah, I currently have a happy trail. I don't know how you turn into not safe for work, though. If you have an idea for it, definitely send a request to the request submission line. I'd love to see your request. But yeah, I don't know. Would I be against it? No, I would love to do an audio about it. I don't know what the audio would be exactly, but I'd be interested in it. And then three, would you ever consider doing a pee desperation audio? I feel like I did one in the past. Yeah. It would be, like, kind of safe for work. It wouldn't be a full not safe for work. I mean, maybe it could be. I'll have to think about it. I'm not against it. I like the idea. I like, pee desperation's fun. It's definitely a fun type of audio. So yeah, I wouldn't be against it. So thank you so much for the question, Spooky Kitty. I really, really, really appreciate it. Let's see. Dominique asks, if you have to choose a category/label, what type of dom are you? I would have to say I'm probably, like, gentle. Like, I'm like a soft dom. Like, if I had to put it, I'm definitely, like, the gentle soft dom. I would prefer to, like, I like to softly dominate. I'm not looking to be you know, like a cruel taskmaster, or I'm not overly masochistic or sadistic. Like that isn't really what interests me. I like helping someone grow and develop and, like, you know, find their best self. And, like, I don't know, like, for me, I feel like being a dominant is like you're helping someone self-actualize in some kind of way. And you're, I don't know, you're like a support system, but you're also like a firm guiding hand, and you're, it's a balancing act. And I don't know, I never really have to think about like categorizing the kind of dominant I am, but I definitely feel like soft or gentle are definitely like keywords I would use. But yeah, it also depends on the dynamic, because like there are dynamics where that's the kind of dom I am, and then there's dynamics where it's like rougher, and like that's not really the crux of what the relationship developed it into. So it is really dependent on the relationship. But yeah, I feel like in a vacuum, I think that's where I lean. So yeah, so thank you so much for the question, Dominique. I really, really, really appreciate it. Let's see. Anonymous asks, hey Knight, I hope you're having a great day. I wanted to ask you, have you ever come from just eating out a partner? No touching at all. I wish. I remember so many people talking about like hypnosis, orgasms, and like all this stuff. And I was like, I've never been able to come hands free. I wish I could. I know there's a lot of women who can. Like, it feels like a superpower if you're able to just like think yourself to orgasm. I am unable to do that. I wish I could. I really can't. So yeah, I wish I could have said yeah, but the answer is no. So thank you so much for the question, Anonymous. I really, really, really appreciate it. Let's see. Celine asks, hey Knight, I hope you're doing well. I want to get your honest opinion on No Nut November. Do you actually participate in it, or do you do it just for the audios? I actually participate in it. It's funny enough, I started my first No Nut November because of the audios. Like, I don't remember when it started, but I did it in correlation with just recording, and it was during November, and it's just kind of become a tradition. So now, I don't know how many years I've been doing it, but I've been doing it for a while. So yeah, every November comes, it's no coming for all of November, which absolutely sucks. It is a miserable experience. It's not coming for 30 days. But yeah, no, I do it for real. The audios are part of it, but yeah, no, it's happening for real outside of the audio. So yeah. I really, really, really appreciate the question, Celine. Thank you for asking it. Let's see. When you're recording Not to Get, oh, sorry, Anonymous asks, when you're recording Not to Get to Know Night, do you just imagine something in your head while you're finishing up? Or do you have to look at something? I know guys are very visual people, so I was wondering if imagining would get the job done, or do you need to see something to get there? I'm lucky that I can use my imagination. Like, I don't really need a visual aid. Like, I could come without anything. Because it's like, yeah, you have your mind and your imagination, which I think is way stronger than any like visual aid, which is, I think, why I like audio porn. I think audio porn is superior in the sense, because with visual porn it's just like an image and like that is all it is, but like with audio porn it's a much more, I don't know, it feels more involved. Like, you are much more actively engaging with it in a way that you aren't with other types of porn, like with visual porn. And I think because of that, yeah, I can just use my imagination, and that's basically all I ever need. Which is nice when I'm recording, because I don't have to, like, play a video or have anything in the background, which could be distracting. At the very most, I'll have music, but that's just to, like, get me in the headspace or the mood. Because music always gets, like, music's great for that, so that's, like, the most I'll have in the background. So, yeah. Thank you so much for the question, Anonymous. I really, really, really appreciate it. I think I have time for one more question. Let's see. Elle asks, would you ever do an audio of you just getting off? The mic, you, no premise, no story, no narration, just you touching yourself till you come and letting us hear all the sounds. I'm trying to think, have I done that? I feel like in the past I must have done that at least like once, right? I'm trying to think. I don't know, maybe... Maybe I have. If not, I feel like the ends of Naughty Gets It or Nights are basically just that, you know? They're just like me. I mean, I guess there is some kind of like preamble or narration or like something along the lines around that. So I guess it isn't entirely just like me getting off. So that's fair. What else? I mean, I guess I could just end this Naughty Gets It or Nights that way. And I'll decide whether or not I want to do a full audio in that style at some point. I feel like the reason I haven't done it is because I don't think it's like particularly interesting. You know, like it's, I don't know how many people would enjoy just having that in and of itself. Like maybe there'd be some people who'd want it, but I feel like on the whole, people prefer, you know, dialogue and story and all those elements. And me just getting off on my own, you know, kind of lacks those things. Because I watch, I'm going to shut up now. And just... I'm just getting out of the covers because it's so fucking hot. If you have a naughty question that you'd like answered, there should be a link down below in the doobly-doo where you can ask me whatever naughty question you like. Anyway, I hope you have a great rest of your night. I'll talk to you later, sexy. Okay?